Reporter Vebjørn, han midt I prosjektet fra Plata til Pula, hvor han reiser fra Oslo til Pula I Kroatia for 6666 kroner. Og Vebjørn, I dag så fikk du oppdrag å intervjue norske turister I Kiel og utgi deg for å være tysk selv. Og du lurer på, hva slags person det vi skal høre fra nå?
Jeg måtte bare stoppe. Jeg var litt I et trailer-bonanza slash tank-bil-bonanza her. Okay. Jeg måtte stoppe på autobahn I Tyskland nærmer seg Magdeburg. Men jeg snakket med en dame som jeg møtte utenfor ferjekaja på Kiel. Og hun begynte å snakke litt om denne spionsaken, Treholt. Hun hadde fått med seg en del om denne saken, men kanskje ikke alt. Kanskje ikke alt det vesentlige, fant jeg ut etter hvert.
Vi hører på det her.
Sind Sie von Norwegen?
Ja.
Ich bin von Deutscher Rundfunk.
Okay.
Sprechen Deutsch oder?
Ich verstehe nicht zu viel. Sprechen ein bisschen.
Englisch?
Yes, please.
Yes. I'm making a reportage from Norwegen.
Okay.
From where in Norwegen are you from?
I'm from Oslo.
Oslo, the capital, yeah?
Yes, I am.
How is Norwegen these days?
It's very good. If you think about the weather, it's not so very good because there's been raining a lot and stuff, but still, it's kind of good, yeah.
But you have a big problem with this spy, right?
With the spy?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I saw a reportage on it on television yesterday because I haven't heard much about it. Since I'm working here 2-3 weeks a month, the news kind of fly by. But I saw something about it on the television because they're talking about punishing him really hard because of what he did.
Because he went to Germany and he did a lot of spying on us during the war, you know.
Yeah, I heard something about that, yeah.
And he kind of did, so we lost the war, you know, in the 45.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Treholt, is it?
Yeah, correct. The name is Treholt, yeah.
Treholt.
Very correct. And they also talked about something that the police were planting evidence to get him arrested because they...
That's good.
Yeah, they're thinking about, well, is he innocent, is he not innocent, but still, all in all, he's guilty because he did spy on you and everything, but they also say that the police planted some evidence to punish him even more.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, to get him even more punished.
Yes. So what kind of sentence, punishment does he deserve after making us losing the war, you know?
I think he will deserve a lifetime punishment, really, because when you do something like that, you don't go personally in on one person, you does it personally to a whole country and to a whole nation. And when you have a war to countries against each other, you offended a whole nation and a whole country. And if someone should lose a war or win a war, it should be done fair and square without someone spying on you to help them other.
So you think it was many Norwegian spies during the Second World War, like destroying the German...
I think many more than we know of, and I think many more than has been caught. I think there's many more spies out there who hasn't been caught yet and hasn't admitted anything. And I think many spies just went away with it and didn't get a punishment for it. So I think many more than Treholt went away with it.
You think all these spies during 1940 to 45 will get punished?
I think maybe when he's get punished now, maybe they will start to investigate the case a little bit more and see if there are any more out there. But I also think a lot of spies will get away with it since it's so many years ago now. But probably this case will open the eyes a little bit more and make them to investigate a little bit more.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Vi hørte hva som skjedde der egentlig.
Nei, vi kom jo inn på saken da, og fant jo ut at han var spion mot det tredje riket I Tysklands storhetstid på 40-tallet, og at han da ødela for tyskerne, og venninna mi var jo veldig for at han skulle bli straffet for det.
For å ødelegge for tyskerne.
Yes. Og hun mente jo nå at nå måtte settes I gang nye undersøkelser, for det krydde av spioner som ødela for det tredje riket rundt omkring I Norge, og de må bli tatt. Og kanskje de starter nå disse undersøkelsene.
Ja, det helt nydelig. Du enig, ja.
Men hun sa jo det. Hun var mye frem og tilbake på Kielferga, så hun fikk ikke med seg alt av norske nyheter. Det vel forklaringen da, på at mange I Norge går rundt med forestillingen om at Arne Treholt var en norsk motstandsmann som ødela for tyskerne under krigen.
Ja, det nydelig. Du, Vebjørn, vi snakkes senere. Etterpå skal du få et nytt mission for morgendagen.
Der kommer jeg forbi Braunschweig.
Braunschweig? Hvordan ser du det egentlig?
Braunschweig et bondeland, bare gule enger. I Braunschweig forløpig, men vi nærmer oss jo rurområdet, og der det bare asfalt.
Ok, jeg liker kontrasten I gule enger og asfalt.
Ja, jeg liker å kjøre bil.
Ja, det bra. Vebjørn, vi snakkes senere. Ha det! For alle dere som har lyst til å stemme på hva Vebjørn skal gjøre, så har dere fortsatt litt tid. Gå inn på p3.no/hallop3 og stemme på de forskjellige alternativene så Vebjørn får noe å gjøre I morgen.